views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia is to help you awaken your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, to bring this forward with confidence and clarity. Topics covered will be simple spirituality, understanding the five bodies, vibration and energy, the power of thought and feeling, the clearing of past negative patterns and programming, learning about the chakra system, learning about the divine feminine and masculine, and DNA rewiring. Experience recalling your power and tapping into the divine while working with ascended masters, archangels, illumined beings of light, and source energy. Take command of the power in your life. This show promises to boldly go where you have been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired. Now, here is your host, Patricia.
Hello, 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 everyone. And I'm Patricia Iris Cairns, and you are listening to the Awakening Talk Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience deep awareness of your divine feminine power. Each Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, on the Awakening Talk Show, we will have some of the most interesting discussions, meditations, voice and sound work, as well as gifted empowerment coaches, speakers and authors, helping you to find the wise wisdom at the core of your being. So namaste, everybody. It's lovely to be back again with you. And remember, the question that we are asking is, are you aware of your inner divine feminine energy? And if so, how are you going to access it? How are you going to use it? And this applies to both men and women. So, you know, last week we started out by looking at what we're awakening in this program, because that's the title of the show, and it does imply there's something dormant within you. We went on from there looking at these properties that we're awakening and the attributes, if you like, of the divine feminine, because the divine feminine is the primordial aspect of you, that goddess that sits at the root, the very foundations of your being. And we asked you questions. We were trying to increase your awareness by bringing questions to you, such as, have you been leading a lopsided life? Do you feel that your life is all work, 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 busy, 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 and really not much play? Or have you been living a life that just is designed to please other people? You run about after other people, you're taking responsibility for other people, and you really don't find much time for you, far less find time to really love yourself, nurture yourself, and care for yourself. And I also suggested that you have a journal and a pen ready, because, you know, if we just say one thing this evening that kind of triggers a response in you somewhere, then as far as we're concerned, we're on the right track. Because this program is really devoted not only to your awakening, but to increasing your awareness about your life experience, so that everything around you gives you a message, gives you an affirmation, validation, whatever it is. It's talking to you all the time. Life is the window that you're looking into. And when we're constantly in our heads and running about like headless chickens with our to-do list, you know, let's fix this, do this, have we written that, have we done that in the computer, and you know, we've got this to-do, 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 to-do. Well, how about a to be, to be, to be, to be? Let's be a doobie doobie doo, as Frank Sinatra once said. You know, it's about getting the balance there. The to-do stuff is all about your masculine energy. And we spoke at length about that last week. That's very structured. It's very controlling. It's limited in thinking. And not really terribly connected to emotions. And so when we get into that to-do mode, we can really get quite tired, we can use up our energy, and in no time at all be feeling really quite down with it all, certainly very tired. And at the end of a day, there's not much time for you. And let's face it, your life is all about you. I know that we may well have been taught that it's about everybody else on the planet, but that was wrong teaching. Because, you know, I always go back to the analogy when the flight attendant standing in front of you saying, now, when the oxygen mask comes down, please give it to yourself first, and then those on either side of you, if they're children or those in need. And so there it is, that one there, that you've really got to feed yourself love and nourishment first before you can give it out to others. And we seem to have missed that part of the plot in the play, don't you agree? Because we're all out there, we're all out fixing and organizing and immediately taking on for other people. And you know, at the very top, the introduction of the show today, when the lovely lady is talking about this show, she says, we're going to find ways to bring your power back. Well, you know what? There is an example of that. Absolutely right away. Pull your power back from everyone else's lives, because the reason I'm going to say that to you is everyone on this planet, and there are 7 billion of us now, we are all here to learn our own lessons, lead our own lives. And when we interfere in other people's lives, when we think we know better, hang on a minute, if they did it my way, that could be really good. And we can hear the ego coming in there, that male aspect. You know, we just cause ripples. We can cause family situations, arguments, because we are trying to take control. Now, that's quite a subtle one. That plays out in many, many ways. How does it play out in your life, listener? Have you done any of that recently? Because you know what? You can catch yourself doing that. The interesting thing is when you don't allow other people to have their life experience just the way it is, you deny them the possibility of learning and growing. So let's make an affirmation tonight, today, whatever the time is with you, we're all at different time slots. Let's just say, you know, I now release the need to take responsibility. I am responsible for my life. And when you step into the power of that, you will realize that when you actually let go of all this needing to help other people organize and control their lives, you have a lot more energy for self-healing and healing your own life. So that's not to say that we don't care. And yes, some of us have elderly parents that we care for, and we have people that we really do need to care for. I regard that to be a different situation. I've done it myself, cared for an elderly parent. So, you know, yes, but within certain boundaries, there are times when we actually go where angels fear to tread. So it's just about watching that one and noticing it. And it is that male thing, the organizer, the fixer. So you've been using your journal. I hope you have been answering those questions. And I'd really like to encourage some of you to engage with me tonight if you want to call in. And I will also say that the first 5 people to call in, if you leave your email addresses, will be sent a free giveaway, which is an MP3. And it's an MP3 all about cleansing and clearing your base chakra. It's a hypno-visualization. And it's me working, the illumined beings working through me to help you. And so very powerful. It's part of the Ascension Preparation Program. And I'm just going to say a bit about that. We are now in countdown to the 21st of December, which is the time when the Mayan calendar of 26,000 years Earth cycle finishes. So, you know, a lot of completion going on. And a lot of completion going on for you too. So this is a very, very powerful week. And so do tune in, call in, and give us your email, and then you'll get that free MP3. But you know, we're going to be taking a break in just a few moments. But just before we do that, I want you to be thinking, I want you to be reminding yourself of what feminine power is. So there's so much to look at here. You're listening to Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show, and we are going to take a quick break just in a few moments. And when we come back, we'll explore more about this fascinating subject of you and your divine feminine energy. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Well, welcome back. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia. Now, just before we broke there, we were talking about your divine feminine power and the different properties of it and how things can play out, how the masculine side can come in, take over, and leave you feeling washed out, wiped out. And so we really need to find balance. But you know what? we do need to identify exactly what it is we're talking about with divine feminine power. You know, for me, it's about love. It's got to be about love. It's about activating the ancient seedings, if you like, of love and compassion, understanding, forgiveness, and acceptance. And when we can move into that very high level of loving and truth. A lot of people say to me, yeah, but how do you get from A to Z? That's a way out there for me. Well, you know, we need to take baby steps. And the whole message here is about learning to do this for yourself first. Learning to really love who you are. The old expression is warts and all. I don't really like to energize warts, but there you go. But that's the expression. But you know, we've all got little foibles, we've all got traits. And that kind of brings me on to what I'd really like to talk about tonight, and that's your ancestral patterning. Because you know, folks, as you sit there listening to me, you are the sum total of all of your ancestors. And believe you me, if we take time and care to go back through all of that, there are hundreds of them. And the further and further you go back, you're going back thousands and thousands of years, you go back into different ages, different times. And you're it. You are the sum total of that. So, okay, let's have a look at that. Where were our strong female role models? Did we have any, you know, in our immediate family? Was your mother a great role model for you? Or can you look at that in an objective way and kind of analyze how you were brought up there? Going back through to grandmother, great grandmother, great, great, so on and so forth. You know, and the same on the male side. It gets to a stage, obviously, where you actually don't know what went on. But let me assure you, all of life went on. Absolutely everything you can think of or dream of went on in your ancestors, because we've all been everything. We've all had everything happen to us in our lives. The interesting thing is, if I asked you to look for really positive, proud female role models in life in general, going back over our histories, then we probably wouldn't have an amazing number of them. We certainly wouldn't have as many as one would have in society in general, because we have to say we have been brought up in a patriarchal society. And you know, I know it has changed greatly, and I know things are moving forward, and that's just wonderful. But you know, even here in Britain, just the other week, we had a vote within the church, and the vote was whether or not women could become bishops in the church. They already filled roles further down the chain, but as yet had not achieved that. So they held yet another vote on that subject, and again, the answer was no. And so, you know, it really makes you wonder what's going on there with this patriarchal predominance in our lives, the male dominance. And, you know, this applies to men as well, because we women have learned to play small and subjugate ourselves to men, but many men have not been allowed, if you like, to step into the fullness of who they are, because they've been taught not to express their emotions, not to bring that love forward. In fact, some of them have been taught to go out in armies and do exactly the opposite of all of that, switch off their emotions and very coldly dispatch people as and when they wish to. So, you know, we really need to look at the ancestral lineages coming down. And we need to thank them, because we are here today. We are enjoying our lives and bringing forward the best of ourselves, and we have a lot to be grateful for. We simply wouldn't be here without them. However, these traits I was talking about earlier on can manifest themselves. For example, you might have an inner saboteur who every time you step up, say, yes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to be this, I'm going to bring this forward, this is going to be magic, wonderful. And then something happens, you get struck down. I can remember going back being a professional singer. Quite often I can remember one occasion I was on in the Albert Hall in London. And of course, the week before I got the most chronic sore throat and flu thing. It was like this self-sabotage thing kicking in. And it's interesting, that happened to me a lot in life. And when I share that with other women, they suddenly think, oh yes, this happened to me and that happened to me. So again, there's the question for you. Where do you feel that sabotage comes in? And it's coming in from a subconscious level. It's not you sitting saying, oh well, actually, I'm not good enough to do this, so I'll not do it. It's a very subtle energy. It's a subconscious driver. And before you know it, in Scotland, we would say it caused the feet from you, but it just takes the feet out from under you. And you're not being all you can be. And you know what? This awakening program is just to bring that into your awareness tonight. Where do you sabotage yourself? And then the next question would be, why would you sabotage yourself? Could it be possibly that somewhere in your makeup, through all your ancestors going back and back and back, you have learned that every time you do stick your head up and out over the parapet, you have been shot down? So in other words, what is in your DNA is this pattern that as soon as you think you're getting somewhere, you immediately shoot yourself in the foot. So, you know, interesting. I get so many clients coming in with this kind of thing. And basically what we need to do is pull our power back, thank our ancestors for everything. But also, I'm going to encourage you all to have conversations with your ancestors. And that might sound a bit loopy, but, you know, last week, if you recall, we did a meditation and we just took some time to go within. And if there's anything that you can do for yourself to help really learn how to love yourself, it is about going within. If you don't go within, you're going to go without. You are not going to have the fullest life that you could have. It's just such an amazing thing to do. And when you do that, when you go within, close all the outside world down, just come into the inner landscape, call forward your ancestors to work with them. Call forward the ones that have felt like victims, that didn't get to do what they wanted to do because they play out through you. It's very subtle. And yet I know many people who, once they really started to think about this, can really begin to get a handle on it. So that is what I'm offering you tonight, is this way of looking at your ancestral patterning. And it can be really time well spent to go back if you have elder family members still with you, and you can talk to them about the people they knew in the family going back and back. And you can investigate your ancestral lines these days so easily. It can be really interesting to find out more about your ancestry, because there's no doubt it's playing out through you today. You know, my specialities are helping women to find their voice, men and women. But I have to be honest and say it's mostly women. And when I mean find the voice, I mean learning how to speak up with confidence, learning how to speak out and be proactive. And the proactivity for me would be towards equality with our male counterparts, our significant others, you know, all of that. But the equality must start within, because whatever's happening within you is going to reflect in your outside experience. So there's another one to look at. How is the world treating you? Because the way the outside world is treating you is a direct reflection, a mirror of how you are treating you. So how are you treating you? Have you got your journal there? Have you got your pen? You really need to be looking at this. What things keep coming in from the outside world? Is it anger? Have you got a lot of angry people in your life? Have you got people that show up and betray you, perhaps? You know, people that lie to you, that kind of thing, steal from you. You know, it's interesting. Then turn it round, just say, okay, where am I lying to myself? Where do I not tell myself the truth? Where do I steal from myself? Where do I betray myself? Where do I not speak up and speak my truth when I could? Where do I get angry at myself? Have I got suppressed anger in me? Am I holding down that anger at so-and-so and so-and-so that did all that to me the last year and the year before? Am I holding that? You know, it's about really looking inward at yourself, what emotions are going on in there, and learning how to deal with them. And I'm going to keep saying this, you're going to be fed up hearing me saying it, but love is the answer. And finding that love and compassion, that understanding for yourself, moving into forgiveness for yourself. Because you know what? We're human beings. We have all the human frailties. We just don't get it right all the time. So it's about being able, you won't be able to forgive other people if you haven't forgiven yourself first. And it is about becoming much more accepting of other people. So let's just go back. Let's just rewind a little bit there, because this segment contained quite a lot of information. We need to be looking at our ancestry and perhaps finding out a little bit about that. Obviously, if you work with me or a good life coach, there are thousands of therapists and coaches out there who can regress you, who can take you back, who can help you find out what's going on and work with you. And your angels will work with you on this if you care to call them in. They're just waiting on you to ask for their help in any aspect of your life. And they'll help bring forward whatever it is you need to bring forward. Because as I was referring to in the opening introduction tonight, we are in the run-up to the 21st of December. This is the most powerful time for humanity in its total experience. End of 26,000 years, end of the Mayan calendar, and contrary to some opinion, it's not going to be a great disaster, but it will be a huge, momentous shift in our consciousness. And the shift required is to one of divine, feminine, loving energy, being balanced with the masculine and bringing it forward. It's like a sacred marriage of those two energies. And love spearheads that. And that takes you right back to the words of Jesus, of Yeshua, right 2,000 years ago when he said the way is love. And I am not affiliated to any religion on the planet. All of my spirituality is right within me here. I don't use any conduits out with my direct line, as it were, to source. But this would be the truth. The way is that we do need to see with new eyes. We need to hear with new ears. And we need to bring forward love much more into our lives. So as you're thinking about all of that, I want you just to be writing down anything that comes in for you just now. Any words that come in. Because the very final bit I'm getting just for this segment is to be yourself. No masks. Take away all the masks. And when you do that, you will be left with just you. And you know what? Just you is okay. It's absolutely fine. Oscar Wilde said, be yourself. Everyone else is taken. And wonderful, wonderful Oscar Wilde. So there we go. In a moment or two, I guess we'll be coming to the second break. And in the next part, we'll be looking at more. We'll be looking at more information for you. And we will just keep going on. The third segment will be coming in. And I reckon that we'll be coming to the second break very shortly. So I'm just going to continue on here because I'm just not seeing the second break coming in, perhaps when it should be.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more of gold. Taking it slow. Lord, don't you know?
Each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
She's faced the hardest time.
Well, hi there. We're back on the Awakening Talk Radio Show with Patricia, and I apologize if there was a slight techie issue on my computer, not anything to do with the radio station, so apologies if you didn't get the right timings there. But hopefully now we're beginning to understand what this divine feminine resurrection is all about. It's coming into us in waves just now. Many people are struggling with the energies that are coming in. Some people may have noticed that there's a real quickening of energy, that life is changing very, very suddenly, quickly. I know there are a lot of endings going on for people. I actually know somebody who's moving house on the 12th of the 12th of the 12th. Other people here today just finishing off courses. It definitely is a time of very strong endings. And it's a very good time for you to choose to let go of that which no longer serves. Because you know the wonderful thing about this divine feminine power of love that I'm talking about is it's going to push anything up in you that needs to come up for healing. And so the possibility is that you think you've addressed all your issues. If you're anything like me, I've been working on this kind of stuff for the last 30 years, and you kind of think you can tick boxes here and there, and then you suddenly find that, oh no, there's that little something come up there, or a green-eyed monster there, or a bit of anger here. And you know, you think, gosh, I thought I dealt with that years ago, and suddenly there it is right in front of you, winking at you, saying, okay, now is the time to finally heal me so that we can move on. So this is the time to do this. We're moving into an absolute new era of love, new era of peace. Now, here's the catch with this. When we constantly re-energize all the negativity that's going on this planet, and there is a lot of it, however, we know that that too is what is not love coming up to be healed. If we keep talking about it, energizing it, and focusing on it, that will expand and amplify in your life. So you know what? We need to be teaching ourselves to focus on what is good that is happening, what is positive. And as we do that, so too will that amplify and expand in our lives. And I certainly know there are many, many light workers, millions of light workers out there, many of them banding and bonding together to bring forward their joint energies so that at this time, particularly the 12th of December, they will be forming a real vortex of light and sending their accumulated light out to the entire planet, thus lifting the vibration. Now, remember, we're all energy vibrating. We are all interconnected. We are all interdependent. And that includes our relationship with Mother Earth. And so we are very much all connected to this ascension, to this lifting of the vibration, to love. And there was a school of thought out there where if you weren't at a certain level in your journey, then you'd be left behind. You wouldn't be taken along on this wave of love. But that isn't true. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at on your journey. You know, you might be the Buddha, you might be Jesus, or you might be the wee lady next door that's just found out about this yesterday. It really doesn't matter. Everyone will be carried along to whatever degree they can withstand, whatever degree of love you can withstand and take into your vibration, that's what it'll be. So it is all about the divine feminine, and it is all about balancing it with the divine masculine and bringing forward a very balanced approach to life. And right now we're being swamped by the lovely divine feminine energy, which I feel is represented so well by Mother Nature herself. And looking at the lovely, lovely trees at this time of year in particular, and just enjoying nature, really connecting to it. So this huge shift in consciousness, it's happening this month. We need to think about how we're going to spend the 12th of December, 2012, at 12 o'clock. What will you be doing then? Do you know, if you tune in at 12 minutes past 12, that moment of 5:12 will never appear again in your lifetime. I hope you realize that. And maybe take time just to sit and meditate on love and everything we've been speaking about tonight. That would be time really well spent, because you would be expanding it and you would be joining these millions of light workers who are also doing this. And you know, the light has already won. The light is victorious. And so we're just going to go to another break very shortly, and we're getting, I'm now seeing on my screen what's happening. So this is Patricia with the Awakening Talk Radio Show. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, I'm going to share with you some ways of really getting in touch with your divine feminine power. So stay tuned.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely.
Exactly. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, you've been learning, you've been absorbing, and you've been healing. And you've been hearing a lot about the divine feminine energy, and most importantly, about divine love. You know, I'm used as a channel for source, and I wonder if you know what that means. Again, it's another aspect of your divine feminine. You know, we women, we are visionaries, we are psychic, we're seers, we're intuitive. And when we learn to switch off the brain chatter, the left brain, the masculine, when we learn really to get out of our own ways, we can really expand that side of ourselves. And many of us are doing this now. You know, when I first started out being a channel in inverted commas, I wasn't one when I started out. I've grown into it. But being a channel would have been regarded as a way out. And yet nowadays, more and more people are coming out the closet, shall we say, and saying, yes, I'm a channel for this. I guess Esther Hicks would be one of the most wonderful people doing this. She, of course, channels Abraham. And I guess it's just more and more of us doing it. It's easier for us all to come out and say, well, this is who I am. This is what I do. And yes, I guess we have to run the gauntlet of, well, how our family is going to react, friends, you know, if I really speak out, speak my truth. And can I do it if I'm actually going to TikTok work, you know, showing up as the admin or the PA or whatever it is you're doing? Can I really say, and by the way, actually, I'm a channel or I'm a psychic, you know? So it's about finding that confidence in yourself and finding your voice, as I was saying earlier, being able to speak this out. I used to get sore throats before I did everything, told you about the one singing thing I did, you know, it was for Legion, just tonsillitis, glandy stuff, da-da-da. And when I first started really working with my angels, Archangel Michael in particular, Archangel Michael is the archangel responsible for the throat chakra. And he came in and started working with me. And basically, he had to clear out all the crap that I had gathered there. And a lot of negativity, a lot of past life stuff, a lot of ancestral stuff. And it just needed to be cleared and cleared and cleared. And as we worked, so that happened. And now I can honestly say that I really get very, very little throat worries at all. And the only time I'll get it is if I do go to another level of healing. So all I'm bringing to you in this little segment is I'm offering this to you. Is there something that you could be stepping into that, again, would acknowledge and accept even more your divine feminine power? Or do you run from this and say, "Ooh, not me, I couldn't do that. I couldn't acknowledge that side of myself," because, ladies, we all have it. And it's only if you've really shut your feminine brain down, the right brain down, that you're not going to at least know you're very intuitive. In other words, know who's on the phone when it rings. But, you know, I wrote a little book earlier on this year. Yeshua came through a lot in it, Mary Magdalene, and the book is simply called Love. It's available on Amazon as either a paperback or an ebook. So if you fancy it, it's all the different aspects of love, how we can bring it forward in our lives and working with it. And there's a lot in there. You know, it's the best diet you could ever go on to lose pounds and pounds is love. You simply love yourself, nurture yourself, and bring this divine feminine energy into what I would call the oneness. We need to understand this oneness, the interconnectedness, the interdependent, interactive. We are all energy. We are all one energy. So however many people that are listening to this program right now, you're all one energy, but we're actually one energy with every single thing. The only difference being the frequency at which that energy calibrates and resonates. So, you know, when you really get your head around that, hang on, when I heal myself, I'm healing everybody else on the planet. It makes your healing, you just feel really good about it because you're taking command of your life. You're taking command and you're asking for help. And that's a very important thing to do. Now, in January, I'm running a series of teleseminars and it's called Wise Womb and Wisdom. Wise Woman Wisdom, but it's about the womb. And so it's coming from the womb. It's coming from the grandmother part of me, if you like, the old crone, the ancient one. And I'll be channeling. There are three Fridays, January the 11th, 18th, and 22nd. It's going to be primordial synchronized sounds and channeling from Mary Magdalene and Yeshua. So it's going to be about this divine sacred marriage. So go on to my website, www.patriciairiskerens.com, and register for that. And my beautiful friend, Joanne Bracken, who comes from Maryland in Baltimore, is going to be running for me some workshops on the Divine Feminine in March. And I'm very hopeful that Joanne will be joining us later in this series in January to share with us what she does and how she brings Divine Feminine into all the lovely work that she's doing in her part of the country in the United States. I'm also going to be working in Galway in Ireland, and I'm also going to work down south with another very good friend, joining together, a lot of collaboration going on as we women come together to bring forward our help for you. But you know what? It's all on my website. I can work with you one-to-one coaching, mentoring sessions. I'd be delighted to help you take the next step. But, you know, I'm just going to go into gratitude here because I'm working with the lovely Brian tonight and we've been having a good laugh just in between the little segments we do. But thanks to him and all the production team for their hard work tonight. It's been my great pleasure to talk to you all. The music that's played at the very end and at the top of the show is actually from a musical that I wrote with a couple of friends, and it's called The Awakening. It's about one woman's spiritual journey. She came to it through her personal tragedy, but it's a beautiful, beautiful show, and if you want to know more about it or anybody out there wanting to put it on, be delighted to hear from you. And so we are going to just finish up in these last few moments just to say there were important keys brought through to you tonight about your divine feminine power. And you can always contact me on my website, www.patriciairiskerens.com. All of my info is on the contact page. So there we are. We're on the way into the depths of your soul, your divine feminine power. And we're going to see you again. Join me every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern and 11 a.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. GMT. Next week on the Awakening Talk Radio Show, we're going to go even further into our experiences of 12-12-12. So see you then. This is Patricia saying goodbye.
You've just been listening to the Awakening Radio with Patricia. Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. Take command of the power in your life. Be inspired. Become rewired. For more information about Patricia, visit theawakeningradio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Change your coffee experience forever with Kamano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Kamano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.